Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, the last time we read a regular Matthew chapter, chapter 18.
Sure as fuck was.
Yeah. And in that chapter, Jesus suggested that some people should wear millstones and sink to the bottom of lakes.
And tragically drown.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was that. And, you know, he had a child that he brought into the group and said that everybody should be like children or the lowly or whatever the fuck
worms.
He was getting at. Yeah.
Be like the worms.
And there were some kind of uncomfortable things said in front of the child, I feel.
Yeah.
With regard to what he was saying. It didn't feel quite right.
It didn't feel good.
And we covered some of that in the Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot, and I didn't like the chapter that much, but that was Matthew chapter 18.
It sure as fuck was.
And that means that today we're going to be getting into
Little Maddie, chapter 19, and he's going to tell us all about divorce rights.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm sorry. I couldn't Jesus go into Christ. This. I could not go into this without revealing that because I had to sit on that, and now you have to suffer too. Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, let's hop into Little Maddie, chapter 19.
Okay.
Okay, when Jesus had finished saying these things, you know, all the things he has been saying.
Those other things, the millstone and the things. Shit and all that. Yeah, okay.
Fuck these, fuck those,
right.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
He left Galilee and went into the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan.
Okay.
He just be
I wonder if he
lakes.
Walked across the Jordan without a boat.
Probably.
Because I feel like if you've shown people that you can do that, you should just do it all the time.
Jesus so flashy. I mean,
there go Jesus just walking on the water again.
You know how Jesus be.
Yeah.
Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. You know, all the don't tell anybody, keep it on the down low.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some Pharisees came to him to test him, as they do.
Right, which know. He never does.
Right.
He refused. He's always refused.
Well, he refused to show signs, but now they're testing him by asking him questions.
Okay.
Like, they're always trying to catch him out, you know?
Okay.
They asked, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? Like,
okay.
The setup of that question is wrong. For any reason, no. Well, no. For every reason, no. But for any reason, there are specific cases where it is allowed in the Old Testament.
Sure.
So the question is a setup for fail.
More importantly, why the fuck does God care?
Why does God care about my pants?
And well, let's just take away the pants aspect of this, and let's go into this is my relationship with another person,
mm-hmm.
and if it's not working, why should I feel compelled through some? Is this a because of a duty to God?
No,
because man is supposed to be God
no.
in some sort of like whatever.
No, and, pick me.
Sure, go ahead.
I know this one.
Okay, go.
It's to subjugate women.
Ah. Yeah.
It's so that men can still get that sweet, sweet pussy whenever they want and then tell her to bring me a sandwich.
Okay. All right. Just so we're clear. So we're clear. Yeah.
It is. That literally is, it's about keeping women as property.
Right. But like, this is one of those things that it bothers me that it's in the Bible at all.
It bothers me that it's in the Bible, but it further bothers me that there are some states that would try to pass legislation, if they could get away with it, that women not be allowed to divorce their husbands.
Right.
And that they get rid of rape in cases of marriage. because marital rape, they say, isn't such a thing.
Sure.
So that's what this is about. It's about keeping women.
Yeah. Well, and it immediately says, even in the New Testament, like we knew this in the Old Testament. We've gone all through the Old Testament, right? But even now, in the first book of the Old Testament, we're saying women fucking suck, mm-hmm. right? They're like, they are the lowest of the low of the low. Mm-hmm. We don't give a fuck about their rights. They don't have rights. Fuck them.
Their property.
Right. Anyway, I know we haven't got to the actual statements from Jesus yet.
Right.
But I don't like the way this is going.
Nope. So they're like, can people get divorced? Is there any good reason? And then Jesus in red print answers the question, haven't you read that at the beginning, the creator, quote, made them male and female, end quote?
I have read that, actually.
And said, quote, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, end quote, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Mm. Period.
Said Definitely Jesus. Not liking where this is going.
No.
Yeah.
Why then, they asked, did Jesus command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?
Say that one more time.
Why then,
yeah,
the Pharisees asked,
right,
did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious what Jesus' answer to this is. Yeah.
What's Jesus going to say?
Right.
Jesus replied in red ink,
okay,
Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, plural, your wives, because your hearts were hard, you fucking Israelites. Your hearts were hard. That's why Moses allowed it.
So you guys sucked, so you were allowed to divorce because
you
sucked.
Yes, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery.
Okay. So read those exact words again about the sexual immorality specifically.
Okay. But
I want to nail this down because there is something I'm very curious about here.
But it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery.
So we have a God, mm-hmm. Jesus, right, telling mm-hmm. us that anyone, mm-hmm. by which he means man, mm-hmm. a male mm-hmm. person, because he says then next, who divorces his wife. Mm-hmm.
Because she fucked around or was raped right. by somebody.
But that obviously implies that the woman cannot divorce the man for right. the same fucking reasons.
Right.
Which, obviously, we still don't give two shits about women.
Right.
According to this, apparently.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously men are allowed. There was no only fuck your wife clause. You're allowed to be sexually immoral, quote unquote immoral.
Right.
If you're a man.
And apparently he seems to be somewhat okay with multiple wives, too.
Well, yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't really crack down on that bit.
No. The disciples said to him, if this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
They're like, well, shit, why would anybody get married under those rules?
Okay.
If you can't divorce your wife for any reason.
Right.
Like, you're trapped for life. Like, what? Like, I mean, I see where they're coming from. They're like, that's stupid. What if she's a bitch? What if she throws pots at me every night? What if I don't want to be married to her anymore?
Right.
You know, for whatever reason.
Right.
And you're telling me if I throw her out that.
Well, it was a similar story. The phrasing that Jesus is using here is similar to what was stated in the Old Testament, but it's not exact, and it seems a little bit more harsh here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back on what I was saying for just a second. In some ways, this is to protect women from being tossed aside. And we did talk about this in the Old Testament.
Sure.
In some ways, this was to protect husbands from throwing out their old nags for a new younger wife. And that's also why children can only be declared Jewish if their mother is Jewish.
Right.
Like, it has nothing to do with who the father is. It has to go through the mother, and that is to protect the women.
But to be clear, so, we're talking about a very misogynistic society.
Yes.
And these rules are there because this is, the males are the only ones that
count. Like, men are in charge, but they are disgusting horn dogs who do be fucking. And they do be throwing women around left and right. And so I'm not going to fix that situation. I'm God or what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
And I could fix it. But instead, I'm just going to let men continue to be in charge and to be disgusting horn dogs that throw women around left and right and fuck upside down, up one tree and down the other.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow that situation to stand. But I am going to say, but you're trapped with your wife forever. You can't just throw her aside.
I mean, this is translated into so many terrible things with, like, even in the U.S. up until, what, like, probably the 50s or 60s or 70s. I don't know exactly when it changed, but it was almost impossible for a woman to get a divorce from a man in the United States.
Well, it wasn't until the 70s that a woman could get a credit card or open a checking account without her husband's permission.
Right, and this all basically stems from Christianity, you know? And so this ugliness that is in the Bible has deep undertones as to how it is translated into our society. And even still today, with the repercussions from generations ago, you know, because it still is very relevant today.
Mm-hmm. And this is why we read the Bible.
Well, when people because ask, it does, like, it's meaningful to what is happening now.
I'm like, because Jesus doesn't care that men are controlling fucks, and because women are chattel in the Bible, and because we still operate that way, and because our country would still pass laws that enforce this, and because women could not even open a checking account on their own until the 70s. That's why we're reading the Bible.
Well, yeah.
When people ask.
Yeah.
Like, duh.
Among many other reasons, but yes, specifically with regard to this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck me, I'm not getting married then. I'm just going to play the field, right? And then Jesus replied in red, not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others. And there are those who choose to live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it.
Okay.
I feel like he's saying if you choose not to get married, you have to live not fucking, though.
Right.
Is that what he's saying? Like, he's saying you need to live as though...
Sounds that way, yeah.
You got nothing in your pants.
It sounds that way.
Right?
That's how I would interpret that.
He's like, you can choose not to get married. That's fine. But you don't get to still be a horn dog.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think it said that anywhere in the Old Testament. You're just making shit up now. And I think the men would be right to say, I don't think it's
that. The way I read the Old Testament with regard to men and women and marrying and sex and all that is that men can have as much sex as they want as long as they're not rapey, according to God.
And,
right?
And even then, it depends on if, you know, they were caught.
If you're in town or out of town.
Yeah.
Right? And then, but beyond that, women can't do shit. Because if you've already had sex, then you're out.
You get stoned.
I mean, there's so many, like, women had so many penalties with dealing with the idea of sex and marriage and all the things that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, you're Bathsheba, then you can just have the king kill your husband and then, you know, go screw the king.
Yeah. Yeah,
which I don't know that she wanted to. Nobody cared about that aspect of it.
Right. I mean, well, they did turn it into a sweet, sweet romance.
Sure.
For movies stories.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was he wanted her and pointed his finger and said, "Well, I'm gonna fuck you."
Right.
And that's the way that went.
Yeah.
All right, but moving on. Then after we just talked about sex and stuff.
Yeah.
Then people brought little children to Jesus. For him to place his hands on them
and pray for them. This did not age well.
This feels gross, honestly. We just got done talking about sex. Let's bring in the kids now. Because I got to lay my hands on them.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God. But the disciple, you know what? I apologize. We should not be making jokes out of what is a horrible situation. It's dark humor, and it is how I deal with trauma and dark situations. But I apologize if that came off as
offensive
and unsympathetic. Like, sorry.
Sure. But it is very relevant to currently in our politics.
So. Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah.
Anyways. So then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked him.
Okay.
Would you rebuke Jesus? He's your teacher. Would you be rebuking him? He just walked on water and tamed storms.
I don't really feel like they thought he was Jesus. I don't think they thought he was who he says he is, you know?
I feel like they're always questioning him, and they're always like, I didn't see you do that.
Right. Proof. Well, they didn't, because he wouldn't do a miracle in front of them.
The disciples. His students.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. They were
were always questioning.
That's what I'm saying. Know, so. Yeah. Jesus answered their rebukes. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.
Harping on that.
He really wants these kids.
Yeah.
When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why he wanted the kids. It feels weird, though. It really does. I don't know what to say about it.
I mean,
talk about divorce.
It is a weird transition.
Yeah.
But, okay.
And knowing from our Q&A also that children are of the lowest status, and that basically it's hearkening back to when Yahweh called everybody, you fucking worm.
Right.
Like, he's like, get over here, you little worms.
Sure.
Like, ooh. Okay, just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Oh, now we're talking about eternal life. Okay. Okay. And he answered in red, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments.
Okay.
Which ones? He inquired.
I mean, I'm curious.
There's 10. Keep them. Keep them all.
But there was two sets of 10. And then all the shit Jesus has been saying lately.
Listen. He said, keep the commandments. Even knowing that there were two sets of 10, they overlap. I think there were like a total of 12. So keep the 12.
And if you talk about laws.
He's not saying laws. He's saying keep the commandments.
Okay.
There's 12. Which ones? All of the 12. Whichever copy you have.
So we're doing our live, and Fern says, no, the commandments included all of the Mosaic law, which is interesting because if that's the case, then Jesus was actively breaking Mosaic law in some instances to prove a point with regard to his holiness or whatever. So that question is very relevant.
Actually, which laws do we need to keep? Which commandments, since you'd be breaking them left and right over here with your fucking... picking grains on the fucking Sabbath and shit, which if we're saying that commandments encompass the entirety of Mosaic law, not just the 10 or 12 or whatever that were on Moses's little stone.
Right.
Then
we need to clarify.
The question is relevant. Which ones? Because you do be breaking them left and right.
Right. You also told us that, you know, we should ditch our fucking family, our mothers and fathers.
Right.
Which is specifically against even the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You know, so I mean, like, there's so many things here that if I were a person, you know, quote unquote, following Jesus or wanting to find out about eternal salvation from Jesus or eternal life or whatever the fuck it is, I'd be like, yeah, what's the deal, man?
Because Yahweh was pretty specific and we didn't always do it right, but his laws were very clear. I mean, he gave fucking measurements on how to build shit.
I mean, he did, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it was easy, and I'm not saying that we always got the day of the week right, and sometimes, you know, we got smoke because we picked up sticks on the wrong day or whatever.
Right.
But they were pretty fucking clear, generally speaking. But you're, like, coming in willy-nilly and saying, I'm not changing anything except for those and these and that.
So follow up on our Discord. I just got to say one more thing. So Fern says there's the Mosaic law, and then there's the oral law, which is not what Jesus supported but rebuked.
Right. And we did talk about that. It was the traditions.
Right.
And that's the ones that the Pharisees were like real stuck on. Like, we are going to follow these because we've been doing it for like ages.
Sure.
And Jesus is like, but that's not written anywhere.
But I feel like indirectly he's broken some of the actual written laws from the Old Testament too, at least at some level. Like, yes, there's a lot of the oral tradition, but like the mother-father thing, that's a little questionable with regard to how he did that.
Working on the Sabbath.
Right.
Like, that was pretty clear cut. Don't do it. Right. Don't fucking do it. People got smoked for that.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, but Jesus is not cool with me.
But it's definitely worth someone asking the question to him.
Yeah. No, I don't think
it's a bad question.
So, he's like, okay, so which commandments are we supposed to keep now? So, Jesus replied and read, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." You know, except when I tell you to ditch them.
Except when you're not.
Right? Yeah. "And love your neighbor as yourself." Okay. And the dude says, "All these I have kept. What do I still lack?"
Right.
"What am I doing wrong?"
Sure.
Am I good? We good?
Yeah.
Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give them to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
That's problematic for every
pastor ever.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen.
Specifically what are they called? The
Prosperity
Gospels.
Yeah. They're supposed to sell their airplanes and shit.
Yeah.
You're not a real Christian if you're not selling everything.
Right, but this part of the Bible is dismissed.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because, you know, it gets fixed later. Oh, somewhere else it gets fixed.
Jesus being cute here. They're like, oh, that's just a parable. Like, wait, I thought we were saying it's all literal. Well, it is, except for when I say it's not.
Right.
Ugh. Okay, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Yeah, that would suck. And, I mean, what if he was using his wealth to support, like, soup kitchens and helping the poor?
You would think there'd be stipulations for if you were doing good things with it, right? But apparently not.
Nope. Get rid of it all.
Right.
I don't care what you're doing with it.
I suppose, though, that would be getting rid of it at some level.
Sure.
You know?
So I mean, yeah. It depends on how you go about it.
Right.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." Is it?
Oh, is this where we get the camel through the needle thing or whatever?
Oh, it is. Oh, again, yeah. I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I wonder if all the rich fucks know that.
They do. That was a very famous, like, I knew that line. I didn't know that that was in this chapter for when we started it.
Right.
But when we're discussing what we're discussing, I know that line.
So how do they think that they're, how do they dare? How do they?
Because someone else has explained it away and made it work. They're like, well, we can, because everything in the Bible is cherry picked by whoever. If you want to see things a certain way, you will. Even Jesus is taking the Bible the way he wants to take the Bible. Right?
Yeah.
The Pharisees are taking the Bible the way they want to take the Bible.
Right.
Every denomination of Christianity is taking the Bible the way they want to take the Bible. There is no consistency to the beliefs from one person to another, let alone one sect to another. And so you just believe whatever you're told to believe, and that's what your belief is.
I feel like there's no possible way that any interpretation of the Old and New Testament combined could create a solid religion that would match anything existing today.
Sure. But you throw enough spaghetti at the wall and you can mix and match. You can a la carte your way to a good religion that makes whatever you want.
Right. But
happening.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if every religion really took the ultimate test,
they wouldn't pass.
None of them would pass.
They wouldn't.
None of them, including Jewish religions today. I'm saying the Old and the New Testament.
Sure.
Like, I feel like nobody that lives by either of the testaments, none of those religions would pass scrutiny.
Okay,
they went up against.
You've been here with me all 6 years of doing this, right?
Yeah.
How many contradictions have we covered?
Oh my God. Endless.
So how could any one person, group of people, religion, you know, whatever, how could any of them be right?
I don't know.
They can't. They literally can't be right. So the only way that you can legitimately, in my opinion, believe in a God or this God or whatever is to take it on faith in your own interpretation and just believe. I'm okay if somebody believes, but there is so much bullshit and there's so many contradictions and so many things that don't work if you match them up against each other.
Right.
That you can't tell me these words in the Bible are the way of the Lord, your Lord.
Jesus keeps making me like try to explain Yahweh to him, like as though Yahweh was the end all be all. And like, I keep saying, don't make me defend and explain Yahweh to you, you know? And then I just realized like Jesus and Yahweh are supposedly the same guy, but they're so not. And both of them are trash daddies.
I mean, when we're getting mad at Jesus because he's not Yahweh-ing, right?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the fucking book.
No, it's so true. Do you even Yahweh?
Oh, I had somebody share something with me, a friend of ours. They shared apparently there are religious energy drinks.
What?
Like Yahweh energy and what? Fucking, I mean, like it's a thing. You should look
one.
It up.
I need one immediately.
I told him, I was like, dude, I need to get some of that to try and sample on our podcast, see if we can, like, you know.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. I sense
get some holy energy up in here. You know?
I sense a special episode coming up.
We should do a sampling of religious
energy beverages.
Drinks.
Yeah. Oh, that will be so fun. All right. Anyways, so Jesus is like, rich people can't do it. So when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, as they should be,
yeah.
And asked, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Okay. So that seems like a contradiction in and of itself. If it's not possible with man, you're a man, so it's not possible.
Right.
But apparently, does that make sense?
No, it's basically saying you're going to fail, but you should try.
Okay.
Go ahead and keep trying.
Yeah, you suck, so don't worry about it.
You are a fucking worm. Never forget.
Right, yeah.
Like, see, some Yahweh holdover still comes in every once in a while.
Right.
You are a fucking worm. Never forget. Keep trying. Maybe God will make a pass for you.
Yeah.
So Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, Jesus?
What do we get out of this shit?
Like, hold on. We were promised, like, that we might not see anything, like, here on earth, but like something in the afterlife is like we were promised.
Right, now you're telling me that man can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
So like I guess we're fucked.
Like, why am I even following you? Yes. You're stupid.
This sounds like bullshit, man.
Like, listen, I think Peter was right to be a little bit like,
I agree.
The fuck, Jesus?
Right.
Okay, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, then Jesus answers, and we're gonna bring this home.
Oh, okay.
Truly, I tell you,
truly,
at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne,
which is apparently Jesus, according to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Oh, wait,
they're so fancy.
They've been elevated quite. So
damn.
This is, he's talking about the apostles, obviously.
Yeah.
The apostles have been elevated to fucking almost
representing
pseudo god level here.
Representing the tribes of Israel. They're like, yeah, represent, what up?
I didn't realize we had like a command structure in heaven.
Right?
But apparently we do.
They all get chairs.
What does Moses? If there's only 12 chairs, so like, what does Moses do up there? What does Elijah do up there?
They got different thrones elsewhere.
Do they have other jobs?
Everybody got thrones. Chillax.
But what do they do?
There is enough furniture for everybody.
These guys are judging everybody, and then like, so what does Moses just like beat rocks all day or what? Like what?
Moses was never judging. He was just there carrying his little rule book.
Elijah's just playing in the fucking wind.
Elijah is there with his He's got the attendance roster because he was about the prophets, and Moses has the rule books because he's about the law, right? And then the 12 judges, they're the ones that they judge the people that come in.
Mm, Okay.
This is pretty. I like it. I really like this picture.
Yeah, yeah.
All the thrones and the okay. books that they're all carrying. Mm-hmm. This is pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, he continues on. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. Oh, but many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. The end.
The children, the lesser, the you know, sell all your shit. Sell all your shit, join our cult today, and you can be saved too.
Operators are standing by to take your call.
First 20 callers get a free fucking cross.
And if you call now, we'll throw in a free throne.
Sure.
I'm sorry, a free cushion for your throne.
Oh, yeah.
Not
right,
the,
yeah.
Not the throne itself. Right.
Definitely. All right. this was something.
This was stupid. I hate it. I hate it so much. I don't hate it as much as the last chapter, but...
But we... There was no transition time between the fucking... What was the first thing? Oh, the divorce thing.
Yeah.
And then the rich thing slash eye of the needle.
And crap. The kids came in at some point.
Like, it was so... That was a disjointed, you know, merging of ideas there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that whole message that he had at the end for this guy that was, like, asking questions...
And
was
Peter,
bullshit.
And Peter's like, what the fuck, Jesus?
Yeah.
You're leaving us hanging in the wind here.
I didn't approve of that.
No.
Yeah.
Peter didn't either.
One out of 10.
Peter Pumpkin Eater, yeah. He is not a fan.
We'll give it 3 out of 10.
Peter's not a fan.
No.
And I like that for him.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that was Matthew chapter 19.
Sure as fuck was.
Sorry, I forgot for a second. And that means, how many are we doing before we get to a Q&A now? Do you know?
Okay, so
or
we're...
have you not looked into that?
We're in a stretch of 5 chapters.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to do 19, 20, and 21, or if I'm going to do just 19 and 20 and then a Q&A, and then do 21, 22, 23.
I'm feeling like this might need 2 chapters and then...
And then 3.
Because I'm feeling like I had a lot of questions in this one.
I don't. We'll see after the next chapter. It's just going to depend because we're going to have to do a 2 chapter and a 3 chapter.
Okay.
And I don't know where third chapter.
When you're feeling like we got to stop and do a Q&A.
Yeah.
So, so anyway, regardless, the next time we are doing a podcast, we're going to be doing...
Little Maddie, chapter 20.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.